2023 Prophetic School is here. It's a place where you hear God's voice clearly. So, get set for an encounter. Ministry, Pastor Benga Shafe, be blessed as you listen.
Welcome to the School of Dreams. Hallelujah. All right. If there be a prophet amongst you, I will speak to him in dreams. This is one of the most viable communication that God has used to speak to his children. In fact, most of the revelations that came to us through the scriptures came through dreams. A lot of you in this meeting here, you are seers. You are seers, you know, and you can operate the seer anointing even through dreams. All right? So, we are all wired to dream. All right? The Bible has record of dreams, visions, which God used severally to give us, to give people directions, give them warnings, okay? Warnings against some positions, Dreams are not for the spiritually immature. You know, I said that earlier. You know, dreams are not, they are not evil. All right? Sometimes I listen to people, even believers or ministers, they are like, oh, you know, I've passed the level of dreaming. You know, when I sleep, I just sleep. I don't dream. And for me, I look at you as a very risky person. Because if you don't dream, you've lost a major communication channel, you know, with which God could have gotten information across to you. All right? Dreams are secure channels with which God can use to speak to us clearly without our interference. Because when you're having a dream, the Lord could code those dreams into like some form of parable, some form of stories. And unless you decode the storyline or the parables, the meaning could be locked. All right? So some of us have dreams that we've written down like 2 years, 1 year ago, 3 weeks ago, and we still don't know the meaning. And that's because God speaks to us with dreams because he doesn't want us to interfere with what he's trying to show to us. Dreams are one of the prophetic expressions of the New Testament church. All right? Some of the revelations that Paul had, they came through dreams. All right? Dreams are also one of the most despised expressions of the prophetic realm. And it is one of the most powerful channels of the prophetic expression. All right? Almost all the times that I've seen the Lord personally, it happened in dreams. All right? It happened like I was awake, but it was actually a dream. All right? So many of you have seen the Lord, and you saw him in your vision, in your dreams. Maybe he called himself Mercy. And you thought, well, how can a man be bearing mercy? You don't know anything. I mean, you just spoke to the Lord. Or maybe he called himself Wisdom. All right? Or he called himself something, you know, something that can be traced to scripture. You know, not herbalisto and not witchcraft. You know, not, I'm talking about, you know, real stuff here. Okay? Dreams are also one of the most despised expressions of the prophetic realm. Yet it is one of the most powerful channels of the prophetic. All right. So this dream is really a big deal. The dream realm allows you to operate the power and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is very important. How many of you have ever seen yourself in a dream prophesying, healing the sick, casting out devils, preaching at crusades to thousands and thousands of people, yet you live in one room? Or maybe you're even homeless. All right? The dream realm is one realm I've seen that allows you to operate the gift of the Spirit. It's amazing. In fact, there are people here who realized they had a particular gift because they saw themselves operating in that gift in the dream regularly. All right? Regularly. Yes, Daniel. Exactly. All right? So you find that the dream realm is a very robust realm. Why others use it to have encounters with demons. In fact, some people will say, somebody's always pressing me in my dream. Look, your dream has been hijacked. We need to go and look for it where you kept it. Because there's no reason whatsoever why somebody who has the Holy Spirit should be exposed consistently to manipulations and oppression. That means something is wrong in your soul. Something is wrong. Somebody even said, Anytime that I pray, and I pray in the middle of the night, once it's 3 a.m., they'll press me. All right. So those are anomalies. You shouldn't be having those kind of experiences. And Satan may be trying to destroy you from the inside. So you need to be very, very careful. All right. Impartations can be received in the dream. Curses, spells, and every work of Satan can be released via dreams. To despise the dream realm is to be ignorant of how the spirit realm works. See, let me tell you something, and I'm going to say this now. Some of you may not like it, but it doesn't matter. You know, well, I've been privileged by God to meet many saints, you know, including those who are dead in my dream. You know, I remember at once, you know, the Archbishop that also had visited our church at Maryland. It was in a vision, in a dream, a vision of the night. So when he came in, I had to step down and he was preaching. And as he was preaching, I started noticing certain signs in the auditorium, in the presence of God. It was a, like raw apostolic power, you know, and that became very significant for me. I remember that there was a time, and some of you may not like this one now. There was a time I was in a vision and I was trying to minister to somebody who maybe was possessed of a devil. And while I was doing it, all of a sudden, Dr. Dike Olukoya showed up. And then he put his hand over my shoulder. And he said, let me supercharge you. Let me show you how this is done. He put his hand behind me and then held my hand and stretched it at the person. My God, come and see power. Since that day, I leave the man. The man is a general. The man is the man of war. He's not a man of love. Do you understand? So since I had that experience, just once, I beg. The man just supercharged me. Since that day, I became a warrior. I became a warrior. It's not, forget about those who are copying what they don't know. I'm talking about that man himself. That man, you shouldn't play around him. He has a very brutal warfare anointing. In fact, I have a feeling that Angel Michael works directly with him. I have a feeling. It's not God, but it's just a feeling. All right? So you can get impartations through dreams. That's why it is an insult for you to be prophetic. And they're always pressing you. It's an insult. You should refuse it. You should refuse it. Don't allow it. Why would somebody be pressing you and then you wake up, you can't lift your leg, you can't lift your body? Come on now, Habba. Others are having encounters. All right? For me, if I see those things, it only means one thing. It means my battery is low. That's the only thing it means. The spirit realm is vast and divided into the divine realm and the satanic realm. So you are going to play in either of those realms. Play, if you are in the spirit, if you are on the divine side of the spirit realm, you are going to meet with God. You are going to meet with angels. You are going to meet with, the elders. You are going to meet with those who are on God's side. All right? If you are also someone that is looking for power by force, you want to see vision by force, you are also going to meet with other kinds of things. All right? The tools that we dispense in the spirit realm are the words of God. All right? Other tools that can be dispensed, if you're on the other side, are enchantments, doctrines of devils. So you cannot, all these things can be accessed through dreams. The first time I got involved with the occult many, many years ago was through dreams. Dreams are channels to access both the positive and the negative side of the supernatural realm. Your level of spiritual strength can be known from the kind of activities you engage in when you are dreaming. Now, many times when we have dreams, we experience a lot of symbols, and most times we are confused. And some of you here will probably attest to this, that we have a lot of symbols. You see lampstands, you see rivers flowing, some people see numbers and all of that. So it creates a kind of confusion, like, you know, I mentioned a particular prophet, and you should check him out on YouTube, Jeremy Nelson. Jeremy, that Jeremy is like J-E-R-A-M-E. not J-E-R-E, Jeremy, J-E-R-A-M-E, Jeremy Nelson, very fine, handsome, you know, white guy. But he's a seer. But, you know, the guy actually opened up one day and said he actually prefers to be someone who hears God instead of being a seer. Because when you see, you only see symbols, you see numbers, you see things, and you have to now spend another, you know, you spend quality time trying to interpret all those symbols. And if you miss one symbol, you can be lost. Just your Google map goes somewhere else. All right? So it's one thing to receive a dream, and yet another thing to know the interpretation, the meaning. Please understand that when we are talking about dreams, we are not talking about translation. We are talking about interpretation, which is meaning. If we are not looking for word, we are looking for what is the Lord saying. That's why even in the tongue, in the operation of the gift of tongues and interpretation, somebody may speak in a diverse tongue for 5 minutes, and yet the meaning may just be one line, 1 minute, because it's saying the same thing. Dreams, divine dreams, are all about hearing God. There are prophets, and this is really serious stuff here. There are prophets who operate their gift primarily through dreams. There are prophets that if they are going for a meeting, they would have a dream, and they will see what's going to happen in the meeting the next day, and they will just come out and begin to practice what they've seen in their dream. That's what they do. So you are like, oh my God, this prophet is so accurate. He just had a prophetic dream. In fact, there's something, and we need to trust God for the kind of encounter that Daniel had. Daniel in the scripture. Now, when you want to give your children names, give them names like Daniel. Those kind of names, you understand that they can easily record in the book of life. On a lighter note now, seriously. Because when I look at someone like Daniel, his head was going to be taken off. Daniel said, give me one night. He said, give me one night. There is something about somebody saying, give me one night. The guy was too sure. The guy was very sure that if only they could give him just one night, he would break that code. Do you know what it means for somebody to have a dream, can't remember, then another human being? The issue of your will and choice, God did not give that power even to Satan. But Daniel, who was a politician, Daniel was not even a pastor. Daniel was able to enter into another man's dream, see the dream, come out, tell the man the dream. The man remembered. He now told the man the meaning of the dream. That's a very dangerous thing. Now, so when you see what people do today and say they are dreamers, when you put it beside Daniel, then you realize that we have not started. That is the kind of realm where you have prophetic angels. You know, some people think angels can't preach. I see them say angels can't preach, they can't teach. Go and study Daniel. You see how angels come and they explain to Daniel the things that he is seeing. Daniel is having a dream, but he's no more in this realm. The dreams are like a gateway for him. He goes far, far, and far into the spirit realm. And there are angels that come to him and teach him about territories, principalities, powers. They show, oh, do you understand what you are saying? Okay, this king will come after this. This king will come after this. Seal up this one. Don't tell anybody. It's just for your ears. And these are angels. So these are angels. They are not apostles. These are angels who have been schooled in the things of God. This thing is in levels. Yes. It's in levels. It's one level where you are seeing one or more angel that is just flapping wings and saying, I came to, I'm passing. I was flying across Lagos, and then I just wanted to say hello to you. There are some angels. They learn at the feet of Christ. When they tell you, Mary, peace be upon you, they will be giving you details of what the Lord is saying to Mary. Say, Mary, do not be afraid. What will come upon you shall be the power of the Most High, and that which shall come from you shall be the Son of the Most High God, and you shall call his name Jesus. Those are angels. Those are another level. Not angel that is just waving to you in your dream, or you only see the wing after it has gone. You understand? In fact, can I even shock you? Most angels don't have wings. You understand? And there are no baby angels. So just get off. Every other thing is in your cartoon. Those angels, there are no baby angels anywhere. You understand? So let's just You know, so I'm just trying to tell you the wealth and the possibilities of being experiencing the spiritual realm through your dreams. But I don't know why anybody as a Christian will not want to dream. 12 hours you are awake on this realm. The remaining 12 hours or 8 hours, you are in another realm. What's wrong with that? We should not be the kind of folks where, you know, they say, how far, when last did you see Daniel? They say, it's been a while though. Daniel doesn't come often again. Since he married, he doesn't pray again. And since he's not praying, there's no fuel. You know, like they'll say, they had to go to the police station and the policemen were asking me, I should bring money for fuel. The federal government does not give them money for fuel. You understand? So they can't go out and do their job unless I give them money for fuel. So please understand that some of these things, it's not as if God is far away from you, but your prayer is operating at a level, it's not high definition. It's not high definition. Your prayers are, when your prayer enters high definition, you understand? And that's why you listen to someone like Apostle Prime. He's always talking about prayer, extensive praying, not just one day, not just 2 days. He's talking about 40 days. He's talking about 7-10 hours at a stretch because he has been there and he knows that when you enter that realm, do it consistently. You try and tell yourself for the next 2-3 months, 3 times in a week, you'll be doing 10 hours every day. Then come back and let us compare the results. Just come back. Don't worry. Don't pray about your problems. Don't pray about anything. Just you and God, praying in the spirit and worshiping God. 7 hours, 10. You can get a partner if you know you will not be. Just you stay there. I'll be here in the same room. And there's no talking. There's no WhatsApp. There's no nothing. You start praying. Le crucifier, le sipala, norateleko, rukimika. 10 hours. You just stay there. Do it 3 times a week. The realm of dreams on a higher definition level will open to you. You will see the source of the problem. A lot of us are praying, but the prayer has not gotten to a level. That's what I'm saying. Okay, quickly, what are the keys to interpreting dreams? Let me just give you this one. You know, I shared this at the last, you know, prophetic school, and it's so profound, so I kept it. When you're having a dream and you are trying to interpret the dream, what I'm saying to you here is just like a guide. It's not a doctrine, okay? So don't take it out of context. These are the things I found over time. When I was having lots of dreams and I didn't know what to do with what I was saying. Check for the key setting of that dream. What is the context of that dream? Where did that dream happen? All right? Where did that dream happen? Look for the context, the setting of that dream. Every time you are trying to interpret your dream, please understand that where that dream happened may be holding a very powerful meaning or key towards understanding the dream itself. That's the first thing. Number two, what were the words that were spoken in that dream? Who said what and to whom? All right? Who said what and to whom? For instance, in the encounter that, prophetic encounter that Jacob had with the Lord. After they had warred over the night, then the Lord said to him, what is your name? I want to go. And he said, no. He said, I will not let you say, what is your name? So a key factor in that conversation or in that spiritual warfare that happened overnight was the fact that the Lord asked for his name. The conversations that you have in your dreams, they hold a very powerful meaning. And that's why it's not really healthy. If you are having a dream, and then just before what was said needed to be said, then your wife comes to wake you up. Go and bathe. Go and brush your teeth. They are going to the airport. And some of you will attest that that has happened more than once. Or maybe it's your child that just comes in and says, Daddy, good morning. And then you wake up. You can't beat the child. You can't do nothing. You just have to go and settle yourself with the Holy Spirit. It's important to always capture the words that we have spoken. The first thing you need to capture is the context, the setting of that dream. The second thing you need to capture are the words that we have spoken. Were they direct words or were they parables? Was it a scripture? What exactly was it? Number three, what was the key emotion that you experienced? Was it fear? Was it faith? Was it a feeling of being blessed? Was it a feeling of discovery? Or was it one of impartation? What was the key emotion that you experienced? These are pointers. I don't know if somebody is getting, if you are feeling me now, you need to say, just say something, because I need to be sure I'm not alone in this room. Now, this is like the, these are things you consider, all right? You need to consider them. So sometimes you may need a board. You like have to write those things down, all right? What was the setting of the dream? What were the words that were spoken? And then what were the emotions that I experienced? What were the emotions that I experienced? Those are like symbols, like guide signposts, you know, to trying to decode the meaning of your dream. If you look at the dream just as a whole, you may not be able to quickly find your way around what was being said. But if you pieces try to break it down in this format, it might be easier, you know, for anybody to just look and say, oh, probably this is what the Lord is saying. You will find that in the case of Joseph, Joseph told the king, he said, you saw seven, you know, seven cows. You saw this, you know, he was able to, like, you know, you see, he used numbers. Joseph used numbers. He was able to isolate the dream by breaking it down. Don't just look at the dream and say, oh, break it down using some of these, you know, keys I'm giving you. All right? Because most people are dreaming, but they don't really know. And those who are even trying to say, oh, they are misinterpreting their dreams. Another key you want to look for here, the fourth key, is what color, symbol, or number stood out in that dream. All right? What color? And let me speak to color. Because sometimes some people, depending on where you come from, you, color red may mean danger. If you are from Africa, or at best, maybe from Nigeria, red means run, all right? The only time red doesn't mean run is when is you are looking at the traffic lights telling you to stop. So, but spiritually, red means a lot of things, including redemption. All right? Redemption. The blood of Jesus was shed for the redemption of mankind. Red speaks of the love of God and the judgment of God. All right? So you need to, after you've broken it down, you will need to look at the other key context of the dream to understand this red color. Is it judgment? Is it love? Is it don't go? All right? There may be nothing wrong with this guy, but you keep seeing red, red, red. That red does not mean danger. It means stop where you are. Go back. So, but if you are not patient, especially when you are seeing a vision that has to do with your destiny, you know, and that's why if you are lucky, you have a prophet that is also your pastor. Congratulations. Because sometimes you can both go via that. Some pastors don't want to hear this thing. They don't want to hear it because it's like you are giving them jab question. And they've done jab now more than 30 years ago. So they don't want to allow, you know, just focus on the word. They will tell you, focus on the word. All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. God bless you. All right. So what colors, what symbol? All right. What symbols did you see? Did you see any number? All right. If you saw the number three, what does it mean? The Bible is coded with numbers. There's a particular book. I'm going to look for that book. It was a vision that the Lord himself appeared to a man. The book is titled The Arithmetic of God. I saw that book first in my father's bookshelf. I'm going to get that book, or if anybody can get it, post it. That book is a very powerful book because it was a vision. It was a revelation where the Lord, you know, spoke to a particular man and used, and the Lord was quoting scriptures for each of the numbers up to 666. from number one. So how many people would like to see that book, The Arithmetic of God? Very powerful book. I saw it first as a child in my father's bookshelf, and I read it. All right. So if I get a lot of encouragement, I will get that book online. I will try to get it, and so help me God, I will put it on the group so everybody can have it. And please, I want you to read that book. It's very powerful, especially for those of you who only see numbers. If you see numbers in your dreams, you need that book. Because the book is not you going online from Google and say, I saw number 11 three times. Go and check that thing on Google. The first set of people who will answer you are all those Hare Krishna, all those, who knows what I'm saying? You type all those numbers on Google, you will see some of these new age people. They will say love and light. Exactly, all these love and light people. They will start telling you 9 is the number of new things, is the number of love, the number of acceptance. You are wasting your time. How can the Holy Spirit show you something? And it is Google that will explain it. No, think about it. Occult numerology. Exactly. Maybe I will, if we come back some other day, if people like it, I will give you a list of their numbers, what they interpret, but that one is not our focus, all right? So they are occult numerology. They will tell you one is for this, two is for this. So if you go on Google and say, I saw 9, 7 times, they have the answer already. Meanwhile, you will come to me and say, Pastor, this is what the Lord said. It was Google that spoke to you. It's not God. Spirit of Google is in action. Now, apart from numbers and symbols and colors, you need to look at what are the key actions that happened or took place in this dream. What really happened? Were people fighting? Were you being promoted? Were you being elevated? Did you get married? Did you relocate? What was the key action? What is the key action that happened, that took place in that dream? We've seen the setting, the context. We've seen the words that were spoken. We've considered the key emotions. Fear? Is it impartation? Is it love? Is it acceptance? We have also seen the colors, the symbols, the numbers that stood out. Now we are seeing what were the main actions that took place in that dream. Those are things that you need to consider when interpreting your dream. And please, at the background of all these things I'm sharing with you, the default mode of interpretation is the word of God, not your culture. Hello, are you there? Not your culture. Not like you say, in my place, anytime we see two fingers, it means that a chicken is going to become a rat. Or you see say things like, anybody that anybody that buys from me first in the morning can determine how much sales I will make that day. All those rubbish. You understand? So if you're a cultural Christian, you'll be having issues with interpretation. I'm telling you, because God is not a Yoruba man. And God is not a French man. God created both Yoruba and French, but it's not any of those things. All right? So the default background for interpretation is the word of God. So all I'm doing here is to give you context. I'm creating context for you, which must default back to the word of God. So what are the key actions? Were people fighting? Did they break anybody's head? Those are things you need to look out for in the dream. Another key you need to look out for is, what is the time setting of that dream? Is this something that is in the now, or is this something that is in the future? Come on, are you here now? What is the time setting? The dream you had, did it seem as though it was something that had not happened and was in the future? Or was this something that already happened and the Lord was just showing you something that was in the past? Another key you need to consider is, what were the names that were mentioned in the dream? You will notice that most of all the people who are prophets or significant people in the Bible, or like prophets or ministers, their names were also, very positive. You will hear very godly or covenant names. Daniel. That hell there means God. All right? You will hear things like Joshua. All right? Joshua means Jesus. It means savior. It means deliverer. All right. You will see what other names now? Peter means rock. John. All right. So if you are if you had have a dream and you saw the Lord say, "For thou art Peter, for thou art Peter." Yes, that thing is in the scripture, but you now need to go back and look at the scripture where that particular phrase was, you know, rendered, and then you begin to walk your way towards the meaning of that dream. Another key to interpreting your dream is to find out what is the main focus of this dream. When you put everything together, what is the main focus of this dream? What do you understand to be the main focus of this dream? Another key, I have like two or three more, but let me just leave it here. Okay. Let me talk about the types of dreams. All right. We have warning dreams. Dreams that warn us about, you know, danger or wrong decisions that are about to be made. Warning dreams. All right. These are the type of dreams. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 8. Warning dreams. Number two, we have breakthrough dreams. Dreams that speak of entering into, you know, a new day, or a new season, or victory. All right. We also have daydreams. We have daydreams. We have nightmares. We have prophetic dreams. Prophetic dreams should be what every one of us here, you know, experiences. We have warfare dreams, like the kind that Jacob had before his name was changed to Israel. We have dreams of the presence of the Lord. These are dreams where you encounter God's presence, you feel so close to the Lord, and then when you wake up, you feel like you want to go back and dream again. So sometimes if you get that, you should cherish it. Those are moments, all right? Those are moments you really want to keep and cherish. Dreams of the presence of the Lord. We also have symbolic dreams, dreams that are revelations, but they are coded in symbols. So you need to you need to be establishing that. There's a particular man of God, I think he's late now, John Paul Jackson. I think you should go on YouTube and look for John Paul Jackson. That is the master of dreams that I know in the body of Christ. All right, John Paul Jackson. Yes, he's late now. He has gone to be with the Lord, but that man seems to understand a lot about prophetic dreams, symbols, mysteries, and also you can watch some of his videos. May even confuse you, but just keep listening; you will get it. All right. Then we also have objective dreams, dreams that help you create some kind of perspectives to, you know, what you are seeing, or something that a decision that you need to make in your life. All right. There are rules you need to follow when you have had a dream, but let me just give you two or three. Is that when the Lord has shown something to you, consider the scripture first when attempting to interpret that dream. Consider the scripture first when trying to interpret the dream. All right, that's very, very important. Okay, number two, how you narrate your dream is also important, as that can affect the meaning. There are people that easily forget their dreams, and they don't have any system for documentation. Your iPhone, that iPhone you have, is not meant for taking pictures alone. There's something on that phone called the recorder. You can record as you are waking, you know, getting up out of bed, record like the dream in audio. Then later you can go back, listen to it again. The moment you say, oh, you want to now maybe 9 a.m., 10 a.m., you realize that half of the dream, you know, has left you already. And then when you are now trying to narrate it, you keep going back and forth. You've lost some vital information. You see, so why you need to record is because you need to create the context properly. Some other things rules you need to consider is that if the dream came from the Lord, you should receive that dream on your prayer altar. Don't just go about and be telling your friend, oh, I had a dream. Have you prayed about it? Before you start telling people that, oh, I don't know the meaning of the dream, have you even bothered to pray about it? Have you sought the face of the Lord? Some people are just plain lazy. They don't want to do anything. And that's why they are Google prophets. You understand? They just want to Google to help them. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, doing your research. But I'm just saying, there's a proper way to, we are priests, we are prophets. Go through the spiritual channel first. You know, then again, a lot of people who are gifted in dreams don't know how to interpret their own dream. So what that means is that you should first of all try to decode and interpret your own dream. That is the only way you will learn. You need to try. Then when you now get stuck, you can go to your pastor, share what you have, and then you guys can bounce off the ideas.